Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Costella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, I'm going to be bringing in two great guests. First, Tiffany Tibbetts. She is the owner and proprietor of Spill the Tea Digital. And the next guest will be Simone Bartowell from 360 Property Management. But before that, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce in the month of March. Later on in the month, we have a ribbon cutting for Ulster Savings Bank to celebrate 10 years of one of their locations. We also have our March contact breakfast on March the 25th. March the 29th is the Superhero Strikes for Scholars, a fundraiser bowling tournament. That's right, it's a bowling tournament, but you can bowl, doesn't matter what level you are. Grab a team of five, get dressed as a superhero, come on out and support this local not-for-profit, the Chamber Foundation, to raise money for scholarships, also supporting the Hudson Valley young professionals who are helping to put this on. We have several other ribbon cuttings later on the month. The Hudson Valley young professionals will have an unwind networking event. There's a Chamber Network present and refer event, a business after hours, and so much more. All coming up right around the corner. Check them out online on our website. It's dcrcoc.org. Find out what's happening right here in the Hudson River Valley simply by visiting that site, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by Tiffany Tibbetts of Spill the Tea Digital. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination, moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven, live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Spill the Tea Digital, it's Tiffany Tibbetts. She is the principal consultant and owner. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell our listeners, what is Spill the Tea Digital?
It's the start of paid digital advertising. I think one of the most important things when you have a digital presence is understanding the difference between digital marketing and digital advertising.
Explain the difference for our listeners who may not be aware.
So digital marketing is essentially your window of your shop or business online. It has everything from branding to merchandising to customers to aesthetic, and then of course advertising. Now digital advertising is one of those channels, and it takes in a whole funnel of how you get your customers from when they first see you all the way to conversion, but it is a paid initiative.
So let's talk about some of the customers that you're used to working with.
Yes.
And what you're able to do with the service that you provide. So I'm going to let you give a little description of, first of all, the type of customers you enjoy working with.
I started out with e-commerce customers. So that is my bread and butter. So that's anywhere from a consumer product good to fashion client to a beauty client to someone local who's selling their candles online. That is a true e-commerce client. And what I do for them is I help them not only get their presence online from an advertising on paid social or paid search, but also their ad budget strategy. So how much they should spend in order to get the return on investment that they're looking for.
Let's start at the very beginning. Sitting down with a new client and a customer, going through that discovery process, how does it work with you and your company?
So first, we always do an audit. We see where you are online. What does that, what I talked about earlier, that window look like? And how we can find new customers that look already like your current customers, and how we can find new customers that you didn't even know that you could have, right? And so we look at the different channels that they might be on from a digital perspective, whether that's TikTok, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, Google, and now connected TV. We find those avenues for you, and then we take a deeper look at your customer database so that we can see what it is that they're going to respond to from a creative content standpoint. We put those two things together, give you a plan that says this is how much this is going to cost from a spend perspective, and here's what we can do from a creative perspective. Put those things together and then roll out a retainer contract or a project contract with our clients. I always have the client define their mission when I first work with them, right? That might be, I want to increase my customer database, just literally getting email subscribers or SMS subscribers. That may be, I want actual purchases of my goods on my website. Or I want to create leads. I have a great client who is a stylist, and she just wants to create leads to clients that she could then style. And we have that mission in mind, and then we work backwards to say, where are those customers and how can we get to them the quickest with the best content?
From there, you're looking at targeting that audience, reaching that audience, and then analyzing it periodically.
Absolutely.
How often do you go back and revisit that with a customer?
Every single day I am in my ads manager. So most of my clients are in Meta Business Suite, which owns Instagram and Facebook, TikTok Shop, and then also Google. Those are my main ad managers that I'm in every single day, optimizing every single day. But what I do with each client depends on their overall needs. Some need more handholding. Some only need a check-in every 2 weeks. We do a full report of analyzing the data over the past week, usually like every Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it may be, and then tell them what we're optimizing and what we need from them. And then they also tell us their calendar. Hey, we've got a opening coming up, or hey, I really want to push this promotion for Valentine's Day, whatever it may be. And then we coordinate the actual creative content during that meeting and the analytics to then continue to build the ad manager.
So clearly we just talked quite a bit about social search and advertising, yep, reaching that audience. Let's talk about the content and, yep, the creation of the content, because that's a big piece of what you do.
Definitely. Yes, definitely. Well, and that's why I created Spill the Tea. When I worked with big e-commerce clients, I was the senior director at Kate Spade in my tenure, and I worked with agencies my whole career, and they would come and they would essentially be my media buyers. They would spend my money that I had and ask me for ads. I wanted to be a turnkey agency that was really integrated into all of the marketing channels. I wanted to know what they were doing on email, on SMS. I wanted to know what they were doing on website. I wanted to know what they were doing traditionally, a catalog, whatever it may be, right? Mm-hmm. A billboard.
Trade show.
Exactly. And then create a plan that is parallel to all their other marketing efforts, but that will boost all of those other channels as well as the paid advertising. It's digital. When we look at content, I've got a sleuth of graphic designers that I work with who mostly are talented in video, because that's what works in paid advertising these days, video. I will say that again. It's video that works, not stills. And we create 15 to 30 second ads that are content that usually the client already has. And we just make a product of it because we have amazing AI tools, and we've got very talented script writers and graphic designers that create that story, that narrative of the ad that we specifically need for that client.
I think the key with this type of advertising, social media in particular, and the content that you're putting out there is the consistency of it,
yep,
one. And two, that it's very easy to do in a sense that today,
yep,
the tools are right there in front of you. And if you have a product or service that is in demand, it's easy enough to create that content.
Yeah.
And to keep that consistency, you need that guidance. You need that individual who's driving it.
Yep.
And that's where Spill the Tea comes in.
Yes.
You're making sure that that content is consistently delivered,
yep,
reaching the audience that it needs to reach, and then you're measuring it periodically to,
yeah,
ensure that you are in the right places.
And on brand, right? Like, I have worked with huge brands, that are doing $10 million a year in business that have their own own in-house creative team, and I work hand in hand with them, but they don't have the expertise to make an actual ad that's going to perform. Something that you post on Instagram organically that may kick it out of the park in terms of performance doesn't necessarily work on advertising, right? Like, let's say you're trying to get email subscribers. You are going to post a video, you're a local salon, and you're going to post just a video about all of your, you know, hairstylists or whatever it may be. That's not going to necessarily work for email subscribers. Email subscribers is more top of funnel, right? Where when I say that, I mean, we need to introduce you to the salon itself first, what it means, why we're there, why we started the salon, get you hooked. Maybe it's customer testimonials, maybe it's showcasing different before and afters. That's how you get a specific goal, like lead generation, email subscribers. Whereas something that you might post online about your hairstylist isn't going to necessarily click. That's what we help you figure out, what content is going to work on ads.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, you are listening to Tiffany Tibbett. She's a principal consultant and owner for Spill the Tea Digital. We are talking about the services that they provide here in the Hudson Valley community and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want you to talk about a success story with one of your clients.
Sure.
Someone that you've worked with and really, truly made a success out of their brand.
Well, let's start with locally. You know, I think that one of the things here locally that you can figure out how to do is transition your traditional marketing efforts, whether that's direct mailings, whether that's a billboard, whether that's an event, and put those ad dollars in digital and how it can help you. I have a local client who has two stores. They are a consumer goods product, and I helped them grow their SMS list. So when I say SMS, I mean text message. And what they were able to do is they created this digital database of customers. So all the people that came in, they were able to have incentives like you join our mailing list and you get $5 off your next purchase. And that worked so well for them that they've now had, before they even went into, I guess, their third or fourth month of business, they had 2,500 new subscribers that were able to be that top of funnel to get to, you know, ultimately a paying customer base. And all it cost them was $1,200 on advertising. And I talk numbers very plainly because you need to know plainly on advertising. But they spent $1,200 over a 30-day period, and they were able to grab 2,500 new subscribers. If you do the math, that's less than 50 cents. So, yeah. You know, I think that is one of the things to think about is, wow, if I could get a new subscriber, a new SMS subscriber for 50 cents on paid social versus what I spend in other traditional media, what's the return on investment there? If, let's say that of the 2,500 subscribers, only 10% actually convert and shop at your store, that's still an amazing return on investment when you think about how much you've invested from the digital advertising. So I think that local businesses, it's about finding, oh, wow, I can actually invest in this in a different way than I ever have before. It's not just about brand awareness. It's now I'm like actually turning a dollar into two or three or four, and I can actually calculate that, you know, and figure out how to grow my business from there.
Talk a little bit about working with an influencer, when you might want to work with an influencer, or if someone may want to work with an influencer.
Sure. Well, you know, influencer, I have a separate partner who works with influencers. It's definitely not my bread and butter, but, you know, I think one of the most influential things that an influencer can do is bring a testimonial. It has to be authentic. It has to be genuine. It can't just be a pay for play. It usually, the way that you want to start out with influencers is by having a, here you receive a product or service for in turn working with us to help promote our product or business. That is the most authentic way to start with an influencer. And from there, then you can create more of a mass, you know, production out of it. But you want to know the people that actually want to work with you in your business. So taking the right step, being, you know, whether it's gifting, a sample, whatever it may be, that's the best place to start with an influencer instead of just saying, here's $100, can you post about us? Because that's not going to get you anywhere.
Tiffany, we barely scratched the surface about the products and services that you're able to provide to the community. But unfortunately, the clock is going to take us. I do want to have the opportunity to put your contact information out there for our listeners. If you would, put your website out there.
Yeah, so you can visit us at spilltheteadigital.com. And we showcase all of our services there that we offer for local and for national clients. And we always offer a free 30-minute consultation if you just want to chat with me, and that's who you'll chat with, just to understand what your opportunities are in digital advertising. I'm happy to have a conversation with you, and we'll take it from there.
From paid social and search advertising to paid connected TV streaming advertising, customer acquisition and growth, general digital marketing strategy and management, and so much more, you want to check them out online. It's Spill the Tea Digital. That's Spill the Tea Digital. Or find them on the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce website simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go to our business directory, put in Spill. They will be the first to come up. Spill the Tea Digital. Tiffany, I want to thank you for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, we have to take a quick break here on the show. But when we come back, we're going to be joined by another great local guest. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from 360 Property Management. She's no stranger to the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, but she is the property manager and associate broker for 360 Property Management. It's Simone Bardawell. Simone, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Frank. It's a pleasure being here.
So, Simone, we're here to talk about 360 Property Management today, but I want our listeners to know a little bit about you. So tell our listeners, who is Simone Bardawell?
Well, that's a very loaded question.
Always is.
Well, I moved to Dutchess County about 10 years ago. At the time, I was not in any type of real estate or anything like that, but I was always interested in properties, and I moved a lot, so real estate was always of interest to me. So, simply put, I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years, got into real estate because of my passion for it, and found a home here in Poughkeepsie with all these intricate buildings and lovely people. That pretty much sums up who I am. If you want to know any of the questions, just throw them my way.
So now you're here working with 360 Property Management. And I want you to tell our listeners about this organization and this company that you're with, the types of services that you provide.
So 360 Property Management is, as the name says, is a 360 experience of managing properties. We manage anywhere from single-family homes to low-rise buildings, 20 to 100 units. And we also manage HOAs as well. We do manage portfolios. So if you're a property owner who has a spattering of buildings that you'd like managed, we can manage your portfolio as well. We also, part of the 360 name is that we also buy and sell properties, of course, so acquisitions and, that pretty much, and leasing, of course, that's a big part of property management is lots of rentals. So we do have a very comprehensive list of services.
Okay, so talk about management for a moment and get into some of the details. What does it mean to be a property manager for somebody who might have a couple of properties? And yeah, I've heard of property management before, but what does it entail? It's fee for service, for example.
Property management entails getting rid of headaches for property manager, property owners. So if you own a
Sounds
property
great to me,
yeah, if you own a property, it's an investment. If you are, you know, if you own a multifamily unit, for example, it's an investment for you. There are expenses. There's the operation of the building. There's maintenance. There are emergencies, of course. There's landscaping, snow removal, dealing with vendors. And really what property managers do is that we're the in-between, you, the investor or the property owner, and they build the tenants and the vendors. And we manage and operate the building for you. So pretty much when we speak to you, we want to make sure that you're happy with your investment and also that you don't have any headaches, because that's what we do, is that we take care of those emergencies and headaches. So that's pretty much just a basic idea of what a property manager does, is that we take care of the building and the operations of it and take care of it for you.
So you are the first call that someone makes as a tenant when there's an issue. For example, there's a leaky faucet or a broken pipe, or perhaps there
is
a funny smell, no heat, whatever the issue may be, they will call 360 Property Management and not the landlord, and not bothering the landlord.
Exactly.
And what else do you handle? Do you handle all the paperwork? You mentioned leasing. I want you to talk a little bit about that. Will you find tenants, for example?
So leasing is a very important part of property management. In order for the building to be successful, we need to make sure that we have quality tenants in there. So there's an extensive screening process that we go through whenever a tenant, you know, is interested in one of our rentals. So we screen the tenant. Make sure they're a good fit, you know, just the usual things such as a background credit and just their job verification, income verification, stuff like that. And then we also draft the lease. And the lease is pretty much a contract. So the contract needs to be maintained over time of the tenancy as well. So yeah, leasing is a big part of that. I forgot, what else did you ask on that?
Well, you're also showing them the properties as well,
yes,
correct?
Of course.
And handle all the paperwork. And obviously, you mentioned doing the background checks, but showing the properties a big piece of that, and then going over all the lease paperwork, making sure they have the credit.
Yes.
Making sure that this is going to be the right tenant for someone, doing the homework on the individual, maybe calling some of the references.
And the reason for that is that, you know, in order to prevent an issue later on, as far as a landlord goes, you don't want to have an issue of maybe having to evict a tenant or stuff, you know, anything like that. So the screening process at the beginning is very important to avoid those possibilities in the future. Hmm. So we do a very extensive screening on that.
So how do you determine if someone is too big or too small of a property, has too big or too small of a property to manage? I mean, is there something too small? For example, will you do a short-term rental?
We don't typically do short-term rentals. That goes more in the realm of Airbnb, hotel type of thing. So we try to shy away from, let's say, a six-month rental. We prefer to have someone who's going to be a year, you know, for a year lease. There are certain circumstances where, because, you know, you cannot put a broad brush on everything. Mm-hmm. So there may be a particular circumstance where there's a student. Maybe they're attending Marist College or Vassar or one of our, you know, many schools around here, and maybe they'll be there for 6 months, and then, you know, they have another project, another, I guess, location that they'll be going to. You know, as a property manager, I would then speak to the landlord and said, you know, oh, this is a very good candidate for the rental. It's only a short term, but, you know, maybe there's something that we can work out. So we can be flexible depending on the situation. You know, we're not a vacation resort type of thing, but, you know, there are particular situations that we could consider that.
Yeah, and it's good information for our listeners out there to know what types of services that you're able to provide. So if someone has a single family home, for example, and they're renting it to students, or perhaps they're just renting it because they're down in Florida, they want to see if they are going to permanently move to Florida, and they're looking to fulfill that home for a year time frame, and you can take over that property management for them in their absence.
Absolutely. That's something that we can do. And, for example, using that same example of someone who maybe goes to Florida, they're not really sure yet if they want to move there permanently, we can definitely manage the rental or the property for them, you know, the entire maintenance as well as the tenant and everything like that. And then if in the future that same individual decides that, you know what, I love Florida so much, it's really cool down here, I want to sell my house in New York, we can also put it on sale for them as well. We do have agents on hand who can, you know, put the house on the MLS, market it, and do all the paperwork, you know, involved with the sale of a home.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And on our show today, you're listening to the voice of Simone Bardawell, and she is with 360 Property Management. She's a property manager and associate broker with 360. And we're just talking a little bit about the process as well as what it means to be a property manager, the types of clients that 360 Property Management would enroll. Also, one thing that comes to mind for me, Simone, is choosing vendors. How do you choose those vendors? Is that up to the landlord? Can the landlord actually say, hey, look, I want you to use this snowplow agency. I want you to use this plumber. How does that all work?
That's always a conversation whenever we bring on a new account. Sometimes you'll have a property owner who is already seasoned, has mm-hmm. many properties already. Maybe they just want to take a step back, you know, hey, this is too much headache every day. But they already have their list of vendors and people that they're comfortable using. These are relationships they've built over time already and would like to continue using them. So, of course, we would acquiesce and use that, you know, that property owner's vendors. In the example of, however, someone who's new to owning property, they do depend on us or rely on us, on our recommendations, really, for vendors who we have used already in the past. So we're very flexible with that. It's really up to the property owner and what they wish to do.
You also provide tenant resources. What are some of those resources that you provide?
So the resources I would say is that, first of all, we're always available to tenants for whatever issue. Part of property management is not just making sure that the property owner is happy with their investment, but it's also providing a home for the tenants. This is their rental and it is their home at that time. And so therefore, we are always available. So for example, our office hours are from 8 to 4:30 p.m. But we do have an after-hour call for tenants for any type of emergencies. In other words, we're always available to them, whether we have business hours or if it's an after hours. Also, as far as paying rent, we have many different resources for that. Some people are still, you know, they will still bring in a check to the office and so forth, but we do have an extensive online presence where they can go ahead, they can see their account, they can see, you know, how much needs to be paid. They can even pay ahead if they'd like to. They can also put in maintenance requests and give suggestions as well. So we're always there and available for our tenants.
And that's terrific, knowing that that's a 24-hour service. I know, just as having been a landlord and still am a landlord, I know what it's like getting that call at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I like to sleep, too, so I don't always leave my phone on. It's on vibrate. It's on silent in the middle of the night, especially yeah. We have a young child, so yeah. I don't want to wake him up. But I do leave it off, and in the event if there is an emergency, I'm probably not going to find out until I get up at 5 o'clock in the
right.
morning.
Right.
This is a service that you provide 24/7.
I think that's the biggest benefit of having a property manager, is that you can rest easy that there is someone there who will respond and take care of the situation. And so that's really a big part of what we do. I believe that really our maintenance is the backbone of property management, because we respond and we send them out all the time. These guys are great. They're always on call, even in the middle of the night, and they will respond.
Can you use some recent examples of things that you've done to help service them in the recent months?
We did have record amount of snow this year. And of course, that is a big thing for us. We always have to manage and keep on operations. But when we do have something like a big snowfall, it's all hands on deck. First of all, we do have vendors who do have contracts that go out there. But 360 Property Management, we have our own techs who also go out and clear the snow. So we're making sure that the sidewalks are clear, walkways are clear, driveways are clear. It's not just a one-time service. We do go back during the day to make sure that everything's good. We also do have commercial properties that we take care of as well. So that is very, very big when you have customers coming in and out. They need to park and so forth. So it's all hands on deck at that moment. And I have to say I'm pretty proud of our team for how they operated this past winter.
So whether you need residential management, condo, HOA, association management, or commercial property management, think of 360 Property Management. Find them online at 360propertymgmt.com. That's 360propertymgmt.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory, put in 360, 360, and they will be the first to come up. I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in today. Simone, thank you for being on our show with us. And if you like what you heard on our show today, you want to find out more about any of our guests, or perhaps you want to find out about some upcoming events happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce or in and around the Hudson Valley community, simply visit our website, dcrcoc.org. Have a great day, and thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.